Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Danny Trejo's massive income was revealed as part of his ongoing bankruptcy, and the actor has pulled in millions through his various businesses in the past 3 years, RadarOnline.com has learned. According to court documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, Trejo has $2.2 million in assets and $3.6 million in liabilities. He listed his monthly income as $165,000 and his monthly expenses as $14,000. As RadarOnline.com first reported, last month, Trejo filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. He said he was drowning in over $2 million in tax debt. The actor claimed he fell behind on payments after making deduction errors. The bankruptcy petition covers Trejo personally and does not include his various businesses. The actor has launched an extremely popular coffee/donut shop, a taco restaurant, and a record label. Trejo's rep said those businesses are held in LLCs and won't be affected by the bankruptcy. In the new filing, Trejo said he owns a home in Mission Hills, Cali worth $1.2 million and another home in the city of Pacoma worth $750,000. His assets include a 1942 Chevrolet Master Deluxe worth $10,000, a 1976 Cadillac Seville 4D worth $12,000, a 1998 Cadillac Eldorado 2D worth $5,000, a 2001 Cadillac Eldorado 2D worth $7,500, a 1961 Ford truck worth $15,000, a 2006 Range Rover worth $6,000, a 1997 Cadillac Eldorado worth $2,000, a 2005 Ford truck worth $8,000, a Harley-Davidson motorcycle worth $7,500, and a 2006 Mercedes-Benz worth $12,500. Trejo said he has $15,000 worth of household furniture and $10,000 in clothing. He has a jewelry collection worth $10,000. He said he has $10,000 in cash and another $5,000 in the bank. Other assets include the trademarks to his various businesses and his companies. Trejo said his liabilities include $400,000 owed on his mortgages and the $2 million owed to the IRS and California's Franchise Tax Board. The actor, who works as a drug counselor on the side, said he makes around $2,166 in income. However, he pulls in $150,000 per month from his businesses. His total monthly income totals $165,000. Trejo said he still has $150,000 left over after paying his monthly bills. The filing said Trejo has pulled in over $400,000 in 2023 since January. The actor made over $600,000 in 2022 and another $1.7 million in 2021. His attorney wrote, "Danny Trejo is a well-known and popular actor and entrepreneur. He has appeared in many films including Desperado, Heat, From Dusk Till Dawn, Con Air, Spy Kids, the Machete franchise, and many other movies and productions. Mr. Trejo also spends a substantial amount of time as a drug counselor and being engaged in public service activities. He proposed a repayment plan writing, as a result of his income from his businesses and acting. Mr. Trejo became indebted to the Internal Revenue Service and the Franchise Tax Board. The Chapter 11 plan will be a repayment of the taxes in accordance with the requirements of the Bankruptcy Code. The judge has yet to sign off on the proposal."
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.